Going to be the Battle of the Beards. Colby Middleton has got an excellent beard. And then I'm trying to get a number on the Emerging Valley Trojans. But for high school beards, they are very
high school
good.
Beards,
but
yeah.
Inside the Power E, it's Corey Chris versus Matthew Heckman. Ball's in the air from the official. It's going to go in the backcourt, or front court, actually, and be won by Dane Winters. Winters left side over to Roman Bayless. Bayless in the corner over to Skirvin. Skirvin back up top. Bayless look inside. Nothing there. Zone defense applied by Emerging Valley. They'll find Skirvin at the elbow. Now in the corner, the Heckman. Up top, Winters. Now back to Skirvin foul line. Left side, Roman Bayless. Three on the way. Short. Going to be a rebound into the hands of Ryan Baker. Now going to Joey DiPersio. Left side now for the Trojans. Into the block to Chris. Chris turns and fires. Well off on that shot attempt. Rebound to Heckman. Bearcats going right to left on your radio dial. Roman Bayless thought about a three of the corner. Will go up top to Middleton. Wide open three is no good. Rebound into the hands of Justin Brinkley. Trojans in their road orange uniforms. Fading into a blue short with a blue number. Burlingame in their home whites with Bearcats across the chest in purple and a purple number. Backcourt pressure applied by Heckman against Joey DiPersio. 1 minute gone by, still no score. Baker goes inside to Chris. Chris now in the corner to Fallon, or Flayton. Flayton now over to Ryan Baker. Now back to Flayton. Now left side to DiPersio. Nearly gets it stolen away by Matthew Heckman. He'll drive inside, throws it off the glass. It's too strong. Offensive board, though, by Chris. And his putback is good. Trojans strike first. They lead thanks 2-0. A minute and a half gone by here in the opening quarter. Middleton now has it in the corner. We'll go up top to Bayless. Now back in the corner to Middleton. Bounce pass into Skirvin at the post. He'll kick it back out to Middleton. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebound fought for and won by Justin Brinkley down low. Outlet pass finds Joey DiPersio. Burlingame cold from shooting from beyond the arc to begin this one. Emerging Valley looking to add to their two-point advantage. Pass deflected by Dane Winters and into the hands of Colby Middleton. Back in the hands of Winters, now in the corner to Bayless. Thought about a three-heel drive baseline. Up and under now. Off the elbow is no good, but Bayless will step to the line for his foul shots. Overall, Burlingame shooting 55% from the foul line on the season. Foul shot good by Bayless. First point of the night for Burlingame. Bayless is kind of struggling from the foul line this season. Or excuse me, no, he is not. I was looking at the wrong column. He is 75% and improving as he is a perfect to that trip down. I was looking at his total field goals. It's like, man, that's a lot of free throws in a young season. But being aggressive. But also being aggressive, Colby Middleton with the steal at midcourt, off the window and good. Burlingame's first lead of the ball game, 4-2, 5.5 to play in the first.
Yeah, and Burlingame seemed to be playing a little bit passive there in the early goings of this first quarter. Now they're kind of starting to ramp it up here a little bit. Right there, you see almost a turnover at half court.
Winters deflecting the ball out of the hand. Now into the hands of Ryan Baker. Now up top to Flayton. Flayton gets a ball screen, picks up his dribble. Go left side up top to Baker. Baker looking to drive against Matthew Heckman. Picks up his dribble, now resetting it to Flayton. Burlingame on top, 4-2. 3 minutes gone by here in the opening quarter. Flayton still with it on the left wing, and he'll get an illegal screen against Joey DiPersio. It's a second turnover against the Trojans. Remind you guys that our video coverage all week long brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Bearcats on the attack. Winters into Heckman, up top to Bayless, left wing three, good.
They've been looking for that almost the entirety of this first quarter, finally getting it to fall now. You're Southern Coffee County, you cannot let them get hot from beyond the arc. You got to keep some pressure on those perimeters.
This is a Cody Thurston land agent, Midwest Land Group 3. Nice press break there by the Trojans, and Corey Chris catches the Bearcats napping, and 7-4 now, Burlingame. They'll turn it over on the opposite end, Joey DiPersio with it. That'll be the first turnover for Burlingame. Percio puts it on the floor, sliding with it, still loose. Skirvin into Percio will tie up momentarily, and then get it out to Brinkley. Trojan still with it, and then Colby Middleton's going to come from behind, be called for a reach. Mason Rose into the ball game for the Trojans.
Middleton doing the right thing down in that post pattern. He's trying not to let his man get an open look off that side. The problem is he's just way too close. Got to make sure he comes up to you.
Brandon Punch is also in for the Bearcats, 5'11 junior. Punch is providing quality minutes off the bench as the sixth man, averaging 5.5 points of a ball game. Inbound gets kicked out of bounds. They'll try it again from the left side of the hoop. Baker to inbound, going left side to Flayton. He'll fire up a jumper from 15 feet away, be tagged on the arm. He'll go to the line for two foul shots.
The Burley game, again, I mentioned we're being a little passive there to start the first quarter. Now they're kind of ramping up the intensity, but it's causing a few mistakes here and there.
Not too sure Coach Eric West likes to start his Flayton well off on the free throw. Remind you guys that our this broadcast all week long brought to you in part by sponsors like these. Jane and Eddie Linhart, proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. Also to Gwen Longbine, Remax X Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag, land, and lake house sales in 2022. See how she can help you at GwenLongbine.com.
Second shot, a make from the foul line. Burlingame back on the attack now.
Punches over to Winters. Now back to Punches. He'll fire up a jumper in the corner. It's no good. Rebound to Justin Brinkley. Not the start I'm sure Eric West was hoping for as he looks down at the hardwood and shakes his head. This team, though, is leading things 7-5, 3:25 to play in the first quarter. Dalen Flayton has it. Now nearly gets it stolen away over to Ryan Baker at the foul line. His pass deflected by Punches, and they'll be tied up right there. The possession arrow will stay with Meridazine Valley.
Again, good aggression shown at a Burlingame. The problem being is that that was almost as easily a foul as it was nearly a steal. Is you don't want to get yourself into foul trouble here early, especially against Southern Coffee County. That's kind of what they're hoping for, I think, is, I mentioned, disrupting their momentum a little bit, maybe getting them off their on their heels to start things off. And Dane Winters.
They picked up a foul. They called them just a warning along the sideline there.
Right.
So they'll try it again. Meridazine Valley with it. Corey Chris underneath. He's had the hot hand tonight with 4 points, but he'll dribble it off his leg and out of bounds.
As I was going to say, though, Dane Winters was the one who jumped that pass trying to knock it down, and he almost made a lot of contact. That's the second time he's had a close call. And Winters is not a kid that you want to be in foul trouble early on in this ball game.
Bearcats on the attack. Dane Winters at the point. Gets a ball screen from Colby Middleton. Will fire up a shot from the elbow. It's no good. Rebound to Corey Chris. Now in the hands of Mason Rose, he'll look to push.
If you're Southern Coffee County, you're lucky that shot didn't fall. And right there to my point, Matthew Heckman looking for the steal, catches nothing but wrist. But to my point, though, it's now Southern Coffee County playing a little bit too far deep because they're letting those open looks. They're lucky it didn't fall in, but still giving some really good looks here for Burlingame inside the perimeter.
Flayton has it on the inbound. This team trailing things 7-5. 2:40 remaining here in the first. Brinkley with it, and he gets a little jumpy with it, and he'll travel with the jump stop. That's the third turnover, though, to Meridazine Valley. J.D. Tyson and Drake Skirvin back in the ball game for Bearcats. Tyson, the 5'5 sophomore. Winters bringing it up 2.5 to play in the first. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon opening night, the 102nd annual Lyon County League Tournament. Burlingame versus Meridazine Valley. Bearcats on top by two. Tyson over to Winters on the right wing. Now in the corner to Heckman. They'll go to Skirvin in the right elbow. Lob inside the punches on LeBlanc. Unable to handle the pass, but last touch by Meridazine Valley. Deccan Collier into the ball game for Meridazine Valley. He's the 5'10 sophomore off the bench for John Bass. Winters inbounds, goes to Skirvin up the elbow. He leaves it short on the jumper, and rebound will be tied up between Brinkley and Punches. Jump ball possession area will stay with the Bearcats. Lebo awaiting the victor of this one, Friday at 5:30. Hartford awaiting the loser Thursday at 5:30. Dane Winters off the inbound and the jumper in the right corner. Three no good. J.D. Tyson trying to save it on the inbound or trying to save it on the rebound. And his foot is on the baseline. Trojans with it. Spin move by Ryan Baker, creating some space. Puts it on the floor. Going to be a turnover in the hands of J.D. Tyson. Up the court we go to bat Matthew Heckman. Matthew Heckman heavily fouled on the floor by Mason Rose, trying to stop the breakaway. And it will give him the continuation as Heckman completes the play. Rose's first, team's third. Winners to inbound and go to Tyson in the left wing. They'll dribble it up top, going back to the corner to Winters. Now to Skirvin. Give and go to Winters. Now right elbow to Heckman. He'll drive to the block. Kicks it out. Winters thought about a three. Will step into a 15-foot floater. Good. Excellent play call there on the inbound by Eric West. And Burlingame now on top, 9-5. Rose up to Baker. Baker picks up his dribble at Coach Slay's signature right below us. Now back to Rose. Rose will break the timeline with about 20 to play in the first quarter. Now Baker now flates it on the left wing. Back up top, Rose. Rose driving to the elbow. Puts up a jumper that's no good. And rebound to Dane Winters. Winters looking to push. Bearcats on the attack, looking to add to their four-point lead. Winters, jumper at the foul line, no good. Drake Skirvin with the offensive board to maintain possession, but dribbles it off the foot of Coyer. Coyer thought it was off the foot of Skirvin. I'd have to agree with him.
Yeah.
Official saw otherwise. Roman Bayless, Colby Middleton back in for the Bearcats. So five on the floor for Burlingame. It's J.D. Tyson, Roman Bayless, Brandon Punches, Drake Skirvin, and Colby Middleton. Middleton gets the inbound in the right corner. He'll hand it back off to Bayless. Thought about a three in the corner and double dribble.
Wow.
He thought a little bit too hard on it. Only the second turnover against Burlingame, but under one here to play in the first quarter. A much closer ball game than the first one.
It's the second turnover for Burlingame, sixth overall in the ball game between the two teams.
Flayton gets the inbound and trying to find Mason Rose, but be stolen away by Roman Bayless. That'll be Rose's second foul, team's fourth. Jaden McClintock into the ballgame, the 5'9 freshman. He'll sub out Mason Rose for the Trojans.
McClinton trying to make a play for best beard in the tournament, too. Growing a nice one there.
Three in the corner by Bayless is good for yet another Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Largest lead of the night for Burlingame, 12-5. Closing moments here in the first quarter. 30 seconds remaining. Brinkley with it. Now Flayton looking to answer on the left wing.
Oh,
it's off the back of the iron. No good. He gets his own board at the Powery to maintain possession. Bearcats will get a scout from their head coach, Eric West. Did not like that box out. Brinkley now back to Flayton up top. Get a ball screen from Ryan Baker. It's a pick and roll. Nothing there. Now up top to McClintock. McClintock now driving with his left. Now up top, Coyer, the big man, three.
Oh.
Good for a Midwest Land Group three. Cody Thurston, three at the buzzer, no good by Roman Bayless. So after 8 minutes of play, Burlingame leads Magazine Valley 12-8. You're listening to the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Can you dig it? They can. They're Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, and lagoons. They also dig for water lines and sewer lines. Need a tree removed? They do that as well. And throw in rock and dirt hauling. They've just about got you covered. Call Jeff at 366-1161 to see how Hogan Excavating can help you. They take care of the dirty work so you don't have to. Hogan Excavating. Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Country 101.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. Playlist just struggling for us here tonight. But it reminds us that fellow sponsors like these making this broadcast possible. USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. Also, to Eagle Creek Quarry. When your next project requires crushed limestone, contact Eagle Creek Quarry. Located just 3 miles south of Hartford, call Eagle Creek Quarry 620-392-5000. 56-59. Maritime Valley with possession. Burlingame on top to begin the second quarter, 12-8. We're going to have a turnover in the hands of J.D. Tyson. Breakaway to Roman Bayless. Off the window and good.
Six turnover for Maritime Valley this ball game.
Bayless now in double figures with 10. Backcourt pressure applied on the inbound. Coyier beating the pressure. Coyier had a big three to close out the first quarter for Maritime Valley. Now in the hands of Chris. Chris will turn and face nothing there. Now in the hands of Baker. Baker looking to attack. Mid-lane jumper off the glass. Too strong. Chris with the offensive board. His putback rimming out. No good. Drake Skirvin collecting the mess. And up the court we go with Roman Bayless. Bayless nearly getting away with a carry. Now back to Bayless from Colby Middleton. His three, no good. Offensive board to Punches. His putback is good. Brandon Punches providing quality minutes off the bench like we noted earlier in the ball game with his first points of the ball game. We have a timeout taken by John Bass. 16-8 now Burlingame's lead. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you and remind us. And it reminds us that our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue, locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly, open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Also, many thanks to MT Networks. Looking for fast, reliable internet you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at www.madtel.com. .16-8, 1 minute into the second quarter. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Game number four of night number one. Of course, wall-to-wall coverage all week long on Country 101.7 FM. Going to have a steal in the backcourt by Roman Bayless, but unable to complete the play. And a rebound into Maritime Valley. Drake Flayton with it. Or Dallin Flayton with it, excuse me. Down to the left side to Baker. Ryan driving. Puts up a shot, or actually a pass to Corey Chris. And Chris has his 6 points of the ball game. Ending a quick run here by Burlingame to begin the quarter. Jumper in the right baseline, no good. Maritime Valley with the rebound.
Maritime Valley shooting 44% from the field, 4 of 9 overall here.
Del Percio up the court we go. To Flayton, now in the hands of Coyier, and he takes a few extra steps.
Well, that'll be the 8th turnover for the Trojans.
He'll come to the bench, subbed out by Justin Brinkley. Bayless gets it on the inbound on the far sideline from Dane Winters. In the front court with 6:08 remaining in the half, looking to add to their 6-point advantage. Bayless, right side, Winters. Winters going inside to Middleton. Now left side. Roman Bayless three. No good. Offensive board to Skirvin. His putback. No good. Rimming out. And rebound to Justin Brinkley. Empty trip there for Burlingame. Maritime Valley looking to take advantage. Opposite way to Percio now. Flayton now in the hands of Baker. Heavily guarded a man-to-man defense by Roman Bayless. Now right side Chris. Thought about it. Nothing there. Back to Flayton. Flayton gets his pocket picked by Dane Winters. Winters looking to push on a breakaway. His layup off the back of the rim, no good, and rebound back to Flayton.
That's the 4th straight miss for Burlingame. 2 of those, the last 2, I should be specific, off turnovers.
Justin Brinkley trying to save it out of bounds on an errant pass. His foot is on the baseline or sideline, and it'll be a turnover back to Burlingame.
Number 10 for Maritime Valley after getting out of that first quarter with just 4, I believe.
Bayless at the point, going left side, Heckman. Heckman will skip it right side to Tyson, or excuse me, Winters. Winters going in the Middleton on the right block, looking to work on the post. Now up to the elbow. The Heckman, left wing three by Bayless, no good. Rebound to Del Percio. Percio trying to find the outlet pass to Brinkley. He finds the hands of his head coach, John Bass. Takes a few dribbles, thought he was going to fire it up. But hands it to the official.
3 of the last 5 misses from the field for Burlingame have been from beyond the arc in the three-point land. And if I'm Coach Eric West, I'm maybe telling my team, hey, enough of the three-point shots. Let's just drive inside. They've had great success down low.
J.D. Tyson back in the ballgame. Thought about a 3 on the inbound. Now we'll go in the corner to Dane Winters. Bounce past the elbow to Heckman. Back to Winters. 3 in the corner is good.
Never mind.
Midwest Land Group 3, Cody Thurston, land agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
I retract my previous statement.
Law of average is going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
One of these times or not. Merzine Valley on the approach. Nice great jumper look there by Justin Brinkley on the opposite end. Gets the fall through.
And it was good by Brinkley. He just created enough distance he could at least get the shot over the head, see the basket clearly.
Winners no good on the three-pointer. Brandon punches with the offensive board, and he'll be pushed to the floor. Fouls against Ryan Baker. That's team's fifth, his first.
20 total shots here by Burlingame. 11 of those have been from beyond the arc.
Inbound from Winters into Middleton, up top Heckman. Now to J.D. Tyson, now back to Winters on the right corner, his three short. Heckman with the offensive board, his putback off the glass and good. Give him an opportunity to go to the line for the non-traditional three-point play. Non-traditional anymore, but, you know, back in 1984, might have been a different story.
Tradition.
Fouls against Corey Chris, that's his second, team sixth. Midway through the second quarter, Burlingame has extended their lead to 9. It's the largest of the evening, 21-12. Heckman's foul shot, rimming out, no good. Offensive board, looked like it was going to be won by Brandon Punches. J.D. Tyson got in there and tied him up and went out of bounds, last touch by the Bearcats. That's their third turnover. Mason Rose back in the ball game with his two fouls. Heckman on the season had shot 29% from the foul line.
Wow.
So now 4 out of 15 for the season. But it's going to be a turnover back to Burlingame as Trojans unable to find each other in the backcourt. That's the 11th now turnover here in the first half. J.D. Tyson, 3 in the corner. Well off the mark. Rebound to Joey Del Percio. Tegan Trahoon really getting his workout tonight on the team stats.
My wrist hurts.
Del Percio to Coyer. Now to Baker. Baker looking to drive. Elbow. Now to the block. Kicking it out to Mason Rose. Thought about a three. Now back up top. The deck and Coyer. Now back down. Punches. Now at the foul line. Now elbow. Still driving. Now kicks it out in the corner. Mason Rose. He'll step into a three-pointer. It's no good. Long. Too much step in. Rebound to Kobe Middleton.
That's just the third three-point attempt by the Trojans tonight.
Winner skips it right side to Heckman. Up top, Middleton. Middleton looking to drive. Foul line, mid lane. Throws up a jumper. Bangs it off the bottom of the rim. They're going to call it on the floor on the drive. Going to go against Mason Rose. That'll be his third, team seventh. So bonus time for Burlingame. Middleton out the line, shooting 58% on the season.
2 of 3 from the line thus far tonight are the Bearcats.
Front end upcoming for the senior. In the air. Good. Nothing but net. Double-digit lead now for Burlingame, 22-12. Burlingame defeated SEC in their last Lyon County League contest, 102-15. As Colby Middleton knocks down the second foul shot. Hoyer, now to Del Percio. Del Percio looking to push. Up the court we go. To McClintock. McClintock, now Del Percio, now Coyer, left wing. Now elbow, now back to Del Percio. Right wing three is short. Rebound to Winters. Winters will look to push. 2:50 remaining here in the first half, 23-12, Burlingame. Middleton, three on the right wing, is good.
That's the 14th shot from beyond the arc for Burlingame in the early goings of this matchup, and that's only the fourth make.
Fourth made, Cody Thurston, Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Going to have a hip check in the front court by Dane Winters. That'll be his first, team's fourth. Roman Bayless back in the ball game. He will sub out J.D. Tyson. So inbounding right at the scores table, right in front of tournament director Ted Van Ocker, 45th year manning this tournament. Be a bounce pass in by Ryan Baker.
Talked to Ted earlier this morning on the morning show and said his excitement level is the exact same as it was 45 years ago when he started.
Del Percio will be popped in the mouth by Matthew Heckman. Drake Skirvin back in the ball game for the Bearcats, as is Dallin Flayton for the Trojans. 26-12, Bearcats on top, 2.5 remaining in this first half. Del Percio with an inbound to Flayton. Flayton looking to drive, picks up his dribble in the corner. Will do a bounce pass back to Baker on the wing. Baker looking to drive. Now block, throws up a shot that's rejected into the hands of Drake Skirvin. Up the court we go to Dane Winters. Winters, left wing, into the corner, Roman Bayless. Three on the way, short. Rebound tipped around and going to be one. Or Skirvin going up for it and bouncing it off the foot of Coyer. Coyer was just watching it. And John Bass will have to do some coaching to his team as he did not like the effort of them just being passive on that rebound attempt. Inbound to Kobe Middleton. His three, no good. Offensive board to Skirvin. And it's put back off the glass and good. Drake's first points of the ball game. Lead now 16 for the Bearcats. Baker with it. Picks up his dribble, going to Brinkley, right baseline. He'll look to drive, goes to the elbow, kicks it out to Coyer on the right baseline now. Flayton, elbow. Bounce pass into Coyer. He'll back down Middleton. Turns and faces. Gets his pass rejected by Dane Winters and into the hands of Kobe Middleton. Bearcats looking to keep this run going. Drake Skirvin, no-look pass from Dane Winters. Off the window and good for Skirvin. The lead's now 18.
28th shot overall for Burlingame here. Merazine Valley with only 12.
Flayton, bounce past the Baker. Heavy pressure applied by Dane Winters. Baker back to Flayton. He'll get a ball screen from Del Percio. Now right side, Baker looking to drive on the block. Throws up a jumper that's long. Good defense there by Skirvin. And a rebound to Kobe Middleton. Up the court we go. Winters with it at the elbow. Dribbles it out to the wing. Left side, Middleton left open. His three. Good. Yet another Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
I like that three ball.
21-point lead now for the Bearcats. 40 seconds remaining in the half. Del Percio with it. Pressure coming on the backside. We'll get a pass off to Baker. Baker back to Flayton. He'll look for a ball screen. Nothing there. Pass nearly stolen away by Winters. Going to be last touched by Winters. Out of bounds. Brandon punches back in for the Bearcats, as is Jaden McClintock.
We're looking at the numbers here. Again, Burlingame, as I mentioned, really looking for that three ball all night long. They've only had five makes from beyond the arc, but they've taken 17 total shots from three-point land.
McClintock over to Flayton. Flayton guarded by Bayless. Now in the corner. Going to get an illegal screen once again. I think that's going to go against Joey Del Percio. That'll be his second, team's eighth. And that makes the 14th turnover now for Merazine Valley. Another substitution coming for the Trojans, Dom Knight, all 5'7" of them. He's a sophomore.
You say 5'7"?
Yeah, 5'7". So I think he beats out J.D. Tyson. I think Tyson's still listed at 5'5", but growing. Winters in the corner to Roman Bayless. Three is good for yet another Cody Thurston Land Agent three. And we find ourselves at the midbreak. 36-12, Burlingame leads Merazine Valley. We'll step aside, tally our stats, say hello to our sponsors, and have continued coverage of the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV.